And Putin's spokesman Ushakov reported that in that conversation with Trump, Vladimir Putin emphasized that the Russian side intends to continue close and productive work with its U.S. partners in searching for ways to achieve peace. Now watch how this same grand strategy explains the panic over the Netanyahu meeting. For decades, the British have used the Mideast as the cockpit of war. They've created Zionism and Islamic fundamentalism to play the superpowers and victim nations against each other. The new national security strategy flips the board over. It accurately states that for a half century, American foreign policy prioritized the Mideast above all other regions because it was a major energy supplier, and it described it as a prime theater of superpower competition. But the NSS goes on to say those dynamics no longer hold because superpower competition has given way to great power jockeying, in which the United States retains the most enviable position, reinforced by President Trump's successful revitalization of our alliances in the Gulf with other Arab partners and with Israel. Catch that? Revitalization of our alliances in the Gulf with other Arab partners and with Israel. Not Israel first, despite what Tucker Carlson thinks. Trump is saying, we're not playing your games any longer. And he is deliberately and quietly removing countries from the grip of the geopoliticians and treating them as independent nations with common interests with the United States, not as pawns or gas stations or triggers for religious prophecy.